Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dan and Parks podcast.
Something vital will tell that.
Oh, my God, I love this song.
Kara, I've never seen so much headbanging.
You wanted it.
Kara,
from the start.
I just feel like we missed the whole hair metal era.
I know, it's because we did. I just got a text from Dana.
Oh.
Alert the media. Oh, wait, we are the media.
Wait, let me do the keyword to catch.
Okay.
Product. 72881. What is the latest from Miss Crazy?
Tell us everything.
She said, held it together until the goodbye and then might have had a Shirley MacLaine moment. He's so happy.
To be free. She didn't finish the sentence.
She is sobbing. He's fine.
Okay, so we were texting this morning.
You know he's like, Mom, just get out. Go.
Bless. We were texting.
You know.
There's beer out back. Mom, I got this.
Dana and I were texting around 6 a.m. this morning, and I was like,
oh, you're an awful person to do that. I haven't texted her all day.
Well, she was up and at him, and I reached out, because I'm a giver. And I said, I just want you to know that I'm here for you if you need anything, you weirdo. I said, if you get weird, call me, you nerd. And then okay. She was like, I went, Godspeed, God bless, XOXO.
Okay. Good plan.
Yeah, just leave it alone. All right, are we ready to play some mixtape? We've never done this with Michael Mackey. I'm so excited.
Michael Mackey.
We're going to go in this order. Scott Rod, Kara Mackey last.
Oh.
Do it.
And who is the judge?
Scott.
That's
always.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Let me get my glasses.
All right.
Song number one.
All right.
You have just won a 5-minute free-for-all shopping spree. You're at the starting line. Shopping cart right in front of you. What song plays as you dash around the store? Here is my submission.
I want it all. I want it all. I want it all. And I want it now.
I like it.
I'm going to hang my hat on this one,
that's
Rod.
Pretty good.
I'm going to hang my hat on that one. I think that is
a really good choice
for me. So I got Queen's I Want It All, and I want it now for my shopping spree. You can't switch it up. I heard you. I hear Mackie go, I just switched mine.
Because that was really good, and I want to win!
Mr. Competitive over there.
I came with the guns. A blazing today.
All right, Rodney, what's yours?
I want it all. I want it all. I want it all. And I want it now.
Okay, Rodney, you are next, my friend.
Okay, sorry, I was trying to change Mackie's. Okay, here's mine.
I'm going to win this.
I have a 5-minute shopping spree.
5-minute shopping spree. You got the cart in front of you.
Mm-hmm. And here I go.
This is your soundtrack. Day?
This is actually Anthrax, and the song is called Got the Time. This time's ticking away, hurried up.
I know this one. Okay, all right.
I can pick up what you're putting down there.
I can see it's not the lyrics, it's the groove that just excites gets you moving through the aisles.
Hurry.
Kara right. Markser, you're on a shopping spree. You have 5 minutes. Go.
This was my second choice.
It was actually, I will have you know, my first choice, but I thought Mackie would take it, and so I moved it to Queen's I Want It All. Good call. Very nice.
Sort of
touch.
An obvious choice, but it's...
It's an obvious choice, but it's a good one.
Yeah.
Rod, if you're ready, I know Mackie called an audible here and changed his
yes.
pick
and
at
I
the last
ready.
Moment. Mackie's choice for shopping song. Exceptionally gay.
Karen, do you see where I'm going with this?
I don't know that anybody really knows where you're going with this one, my friend.
Gimme a man after midnight. If I'm going shopping, it's going to be for a boyfriend.
Gimme a man after midnight. Want somebody else.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
I'm going to do something I've never done on this show. I'm giving myself the win.
You've never done that before, ever.
No.
I would give you the win because that was really good.
Yeah, that was really good.
That was really,
good.
Really good. Oh my God. That was really good.
Okay.
We're all okay with you winning.
I'm not used to writing my own name down. Rod, in all the years we've played this game, I've never won.
You've never won the whole thing. You've definitely won rounds before.
I think maybe
one or two rounds in the past, but I'm giving myself round one.
I think you should.
Okay.
In this case.
All right, here we go. Here we go with round two. Okay. Wow, I'm verklempt. Aliens come to Earth, and they vow to destroy the planet unless someone plays them the most epic love song of all time. What song would you play? I'm offering this.
Penny lover, my love's on fire. Penny lover, you're my one
sign. This is everything.
Tell me, baby, could this be? I could need someone like I need you.
Nights warm and tender.
Nights warm and tender.
Lying next to you and girl, I surrender.
Lying next to you.
Scott, that was our junior year in high school, my friend.
It was much sooner than that. Mackie was seventh grade.
Prom.
Rodney, you get the aliens coming to town. They're gonna blow up the planet. You better have a good love song. What is it? Son of a!
You love me all the time. Maybe I'm afraid of the way I love you.
All right, Beatles should be off limits. And Paul McCartney.
Maybe I'm amazed.
This is wings, man.
There's a lot of
it's
rules.
It's Paul McCartney. You know who
it is. There's a lot of rules in this game.
Maybe I'm amazed at the way I really need you.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, I love that song.
I hate you. All right. Kara Markser, love song, aliens are going to blow up the planet if they don't hear a good one. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a good one.
I mean, you can't go wrong with Whitney.
Uh-huh. No. Uh-huh. You go for the dead people. Michael Mackey's choice, alien love song. Go.
All right. Now, originally, I was...
Wait.
Okay.
Didn't realize we needed an explanation.
Are you changing songs again?
No. Fine. Play the original song that I wanted, Rodney. We'll just stick with that.
No, we're going with...
So much to believe in.
Wilson Phillips?
No,
this is a man-faced Canadian cow.
Is this Celine Dion?
Yes, it is.
Can't play Celine Dion in this game.
That's what Rodney said.
You can totally play Celine Dion.
In all fairness, Mackie changed it to this, which I think is a better choice.
Yes.
But I'd been forgotten, I do. I'd been married a long time ago. Where did you come from?
I win!
Where did you come from, cotton, I do?
I win!
Okay. I like it. Rod wins round two.
Oh, God. Stupid.
I got that one.
All right, we got to get moving here real quick. All right, so let's go. Casket closed, eulogy delivered. Okay.
Scott Parks.
You have to play a song at your own funeral. What song do you play? Everybody knows what mine is. It's this one. I didn't realize this was the piano version of it.
Yeah, I'll say that's not the one.
We'll get back to mine in just a moment.
Okay, here's mine.
Love the irony. You're good. The irony is not lost.
So good.
Kara marks her go. Good one. Rod, we'll get back to mine here real quick. This is mine, always has been, always will be. Mine's gonna be So Alive by Love and Rockets.
What is wrong with you and your song? Like, you gotta pick the right spot.
I'm so alive.
So alive. Mackie's funeral song, Rod, go.
I like the fart machine.
I do like the fart machine. It's good. Solid. What the hell is this?
I'm as serious as cancer when I say rhythm is a dancer.
Wait. Hang on. If that is the actual lyric, you're going to get the win. Is the actual lyric, I'm serious as cancer? Round one goes to Scott Parks. Round two to Rod Babcock. Round three, and still the reigning champion, Rodney Allen Babcock.
Thank you.
Kim Mitchell, who is now, by the way, a radio disc jockey in Toronto, Canada.
In Poughkeepsie, Sheboygan.
By the way, if you missed it yesterday, we didn't have time to play it. It was quite the flub. Let me see if I can find the audio clip here as quickly as I can. There it is, right there. Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, is now walking back some comments he made yesterday. And he said in a conference call with reporters today that he had used an inartful expression on Wednesday, when he said that America, quote, was never that great. Says the governor of New York, I want to be very clear. He's in an election bid against Cynthia Nixon from Sex and the City. He says, I want to be very clear. Of course, America is great. Of course, America has always been great. That is not what he said on Wednesday. Listen to this.
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great. We have not reached greatness. We will reach greatness when every...
I don't know what I have going on in the background, but it's something from CBS.
In local matters, the race is on for the governor's mansion in...
That's what happens when you go to a CBS report. They play you their newscast.
Need some help with the buttons over there?
No, not really.
Okay.
Doing fine. Michael Mackey in for Dana Wright. From the text line, I am so disappointed in your friend Michael Mackey. No Madonna and no Mariah Carey in your song choices. You are out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Could have at least tossed in some Bananarama or something.
Fine.
Is there no Bengals song you could have thought of?
Oh my God, why are we friends?
I like your funeral song a lot.
Thank you.
I think it's a good choice.
I'm serious. Well, we had,
I checked the lyrics for the word cancer because I was going to have to retally the ballots.
Right.
If the word cancer was in there, I was going to give him the win. It's not.
It is.
It's.
We're gonna listen. I still like the song.
I do too.
I like the song. Rhythm is the Dancer, but it doesn't have anything to do with a funeral, Rod. Or coming back to life. I mean, okay, you're playing your favorite song in your funeral. So what? Got to get more creative, Mackie. Get in the game. Jeez. You suck at mixed
time. I expected more, sir.
Yeah,
that's
I
all.
I know. I did.
It's
I expected more.
First time.
I thought we're bringing in flamboyantly gay Michael Mackey to play mixtape.
I played ABBA. How much gayer do you want? My God.
Fair point.
See? Y'all can suck it.
You got a point there.
Didn't see any Captain and Tennille. There was no Madonna, no Mariah Carey. I mean, it was a fail.
I am kind of Madonna'd out because yesterday was her 60th birthday, and I celebrated, like, the entire day. So,
I know there is a very large...
Where are you going with this?
Mormon
oh.
church population in Kansas City. Story here from CNN.com. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is embarking on a rebranding effort. The church, commonly referred to as the Mormons, really wants people to stop using the word Mormon. It also wants people to stop using LDS, Latter-day Saints, as an abbreviation. From now on, it prefers that people use the church's full name, and when a shortened reference is needed, to just use the church or Church of Jesus Christ.
Of Latter-day Saints.
Nope.
Nope.
These preferences are contained in a new style guide that the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints released on Thursday. It states that while the term Mormon Church has long been publicly applied as a nickname, it is not an authorized title and the church discourages its use. It also asks that the term Mormons not be used in reference to its members. They would prefer in the future, the Mormons would, that when you refer to their denomination, that you call them either the church or Church of Jesus Christ. Now, my Mormon friends, and again, not to get into a topic about Jesus or God or anything like that. We're not reading from the Bible here, okay? Don't read from the Book of Mormon, none of that. Uh-uh.
Uh-uh.
We don't play that game. Isn't that a little presumptuous on your part to call yourself the church? Or the Church of Jesus Christ? I would imagine there are some Catholics that would have a problem with that. Or maybe any other denomination like mine, Presbyterian.
What about those Methodists?
What about the Baptists? Maybe they think they're the church.
The Baptists are the church. Have you met the Baptists?
But I mean, this is a... rather presumptuous on y'all's part. Let's see here. This is from the church's president, the Mormon president, Russell Nelson, in a statement. The Lord has impressed upon my mind the importance of the name he has revealed for his church, even the Church of Jesus Christ. We have worked before us to bring ourselves in harmony with his will. In recent weeks, various church leaders and departments have initiated the necessary steps to do so. Let me ask you, those of you who, and I know, especially out in Independence, there's a huge Mormon population.
In Independence?
That's where the Mormon temple is.
Oh, I gotta get out more.
Is that word derogatory? Mormon? I mean, your book is called the Book of Mormon, is it not? Is that offensive? Why change it? What's wrong with it?
Because God said so. according to the president.
And with all respect, isn't it a bit presumptuous to call yourself the church? Maybe us Presbyterians think that we're the church. Maybe the Catholics think that they're the church. But they don't say it. Somebody says, seems arrogant of the Mormons. Sorry, guys, you're a church, not the church. Scott, I believe the group of Mormons out in Independence is actually part of the reorganized Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, now commonly referred to as the Community of Christ Church. Okay, you Mormons are starting, you're making my head hurt now.
There's a lot going on in the text line right now. Bless.
What about the Mormon Tabernacle Choir? Are you going to change that name?
To just the choir? Wait, I actually would probably be the choir. Because you can, I don't want to confuse the church with the choir. So, just saying.
Rod had to step out, so we're going to take you guys cold. So get ready. Here we go. Line one, you're on the air. Hello, line one.
Hello, line one.
That is James and Lawrence.
Hi, James.
I can kind of try to explain a little bit of why the church is viewed as the church.
Okay.
But basically what it is when Jesus passed away, everybody kind of took a little bit of the teachings that they liked. It's kind of like with the Catholics, they don't have the book of Job. The Baptists, they have the book of Job. So what the Church of Jesus Christ did is they took everything that was part of Jesus' original teachings and put it back under one roof. That's why they're seen as the Church of Jesus Christ.
And they're the church?
The church, yes. The reason it's seen as the Church of Jesus Christ is because they took all of Jesus' teachings and put it back under one umbrella rather than all these offshoots.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
Line two. Hello, line two. You're on the air.
Line two.
Yeah, I'm on the air right now.
Yeah, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Yes, my name is, well, I'll just say my name is Joey.
All right, Joey.
I'm part of the LDS Church. I am, you might call more of a scholar. I approach things more of from a scholarly position. And I believe the big reason why our church president has made this decision to sort of shy away from the term Mormon is because more of the other Mormon groups, such as the Reorganized Church, now called the Community of Christ, the groups like the Mormon Fundamentalists and other groups of Mormons are starting to get a lot more traction these days, too. So I think Russell Nelson is just really trying to point out a difference in those groups. So I think that's a big reason why he wants to sort of shy away from the Mormon nickname.
You know that that shedding a nickname is really hard.
It is extremely hard, and I think it's really stupid. I mean, come on, what are we going to call it? The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Tabernacle Choir? Really?
Well, it is kind of catchy. I mean, that's what you called yourselves for all these years. It just sort of rolls off the tongue.
It is. It is. And, you know, we've worn it as a badge of honor. I still like it. I prefer if people refer to me as a Mormon. But I think it's just, I think it's not going to catch on. Because they've already tried this before.
Have you lived in this area for very long, Joey?
I have lived in this area all my life.
Okay. What do you call the interchange in southeast Kansas City where 435 and 470 and I think it's 50 Highway intersect? What do you call that?
The Grandview Triangle.
No. That's
Is it the Three Trails
Crossing? That's Three Trails Crossing.
No. That's always going to be the Grandview Triangle forever.
No. Now, what do you call the outdoor musical amphitheater in Bonner Springs?
Would that be Sandstone?
No, it would not.
Oh, my gosh.
It would be Providence Medical Center Arena.
Oh, wow.
Or amphitheater.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
I guess I need to get with it.
Get with it, Mormon. 576-7798. We'll get to more of your calls, your comments here in just a moment. Michael Mackey filling in for Dana Wright from Michael Mackey.
No, no, from inkansascity.com. We've changed now that I have a job. So let's do that again. One more time.
Michael Mackey from
In Kansas City. That's inkansascity.com. In Kansas City. inkansascity.com. Go now.
It's a great magazine. Lots of full color photos.
I know. Thank you. Mama has a new job.
Let the rhythm rock. You got you sneak inside. You set your mind to move to its pulsation. Bass vibrations and sensations. Pause. If not in place, mind and body must be free to please take it all in. Nothing to lose, everything to win. Let it control you, hold you, hold you. Not the old, the new. Touch it, taste it. Free your soul when let it face you. Got to be what you wanna. If the group don't get you, the rhyme won't gonna. I'm serious as cancer when I say rhythm is a dancer.
Verdict is in. We have a three-way tie for first place today in mixtape.
I know my early 90s music, and I knew there was a line in there. I mean, why would I make that up? Why would I say I'm serious as cancer when I say rhythm is a dancer? Granted, it isn't part of the chorus. It's part of the rap.
I said,
I'm serious as cancer when I say rhythm is a dancer.
Rhythm? Rodney, I love you so much.
I said if the word cancer appeared in that song, we would recount the ballots and you would win. It is a three-way tie today for
Rodney,
first place.
Rodney, I finally won. Well, technically a three-way tie, but still.
First place is first place.
I know. And I'll take a three-way anytime, so.
Oh, God.
What? Oh, a three-way tie. I don't know.
I've heard that.
I don't know what you guys were talking
about. Well, I say I've heard it. I actually read it on the flyer, but, you know.
That I posted.
Yeah, that's the one.
Story here from the Wall Street Journal. New York University, NYU, says it will cover tuition for all of its medical students, regardless of their financial situation. A first among the nation's major medical schools and an attempt to expand career options for graduates who will not be saddled with six-figure debt. School officials worry that rising tuition and soaring loan balances are pushing new doctors into high-paying fields and contributing to a shortage of researchers and primary care physicians. Medical schools nationwide have been conducting aggressive fundraising campaigns to compete for top prospects, alleviate the debt burden, and give graduates more career choices. NYU raised more than $450 million.
Wow, that's some bank.
Of the roughly $600 million, it estimates it will need to fund the tuition package in perpetuity, including $100 million from Home Depot founder Kenneth Lagone and his wife, Elaine.
Is he an alum?
I have no idea.
Hmm.
The school will provide full tuition scholarships for 93 first-year students. An additional 9 are already covered through the MD-PhD programs, as well as 350 students already partway through their MD-only degree program. You know, I was talking to Kelly's in the medical profession, and we were reading this story this morning and talking about it.
She's a nurse practitioner?
Yeah.
Okay.
And she said, you know, the problem, Scott, is you can't get these family doctors anymore. Nobody wants to be a family doctor because you have to acquire so much debt for what is considered a lower paying medical job.
So you want to be like a neurosurgeon and make like almost seven figures.
So pay a little bit more, go to school and get a specialty.
Dermatology,
neurosurgery, whatever, you name it. And then get out of school, go be a specialist and make a ton more money, and you can pay off your loans really quickly.
Hmm.
Or quicker than if you were to go into family practice and you have to see patients all day only to make less money.
Now, did Kelly get her nurse practitioner license right out of college, or did she get it recently?
She went to college and was a nurse and then went to nurse practitioner school at KU Med.
Now, does she have debt? Is she saddled with debt?
No.
Good for her.
Not that I'm aware of. I mean, I think she has a little bit, but I don't think it's a lot. Quoting here, this is a game changer, said Dr. Rafael Rivera, Associate Dean for Admission and Financial Aid. The school will refund out-of-pocket tuition payments already made for the current year and return loans that students may have taken out.
I say.
I'm telling you.
Good for them, though.
Bold prediction. Before we die, Rod, here are two things that are going to happen. Mark my words.
All right.
Whether we like it or not, and some of you like it and some of you don't, here is my bold prediction, Rod. Marijuana will be legal before we die in all 50 states.
Except for Kansas.
In all 50 states.
Yeah, I see that.
Before we die. So I'm saying 30 years from now. Okay?
And well, okay, maybe 2 years from now for some of us.
Well,
Rodney.
He's not in the best of health.
You've already had a heart attack. I want you to take care of yourself.
And tuition will be free at most major public universities.
That's a pretty, that's a pretty bold prediction there. What do you call yourself?
The Nostra Dumbass.
Nostra Dumbass, yes.
I am Nostra Dumbass, and I have incredible prediction powers. Marijuana will be legal in all 50 states, including the state of Kansas. And tuition will be free at most, but not all, public universities in the country. Call me crazy, but I'm giving myself a 30-year window on that one.
I predict that Kansas will be the last state in the United States to legalize marijuana. The last.
Oh, really?
Huh? Maybe like a West Virginia, just for kicks, just for grins. But I'm gonna go out there.
I'm gonna go with an Alabama.
Mississippi.
Mississippi. Yeah.
Because that's the devil's weed.
Well, it is. It grows on the side of the road. That's why they call it ditchweed.
Yeah.
That's not why they call it ditchweed, by the way.
It's because you end up in the ditch. Or... I don't know what you're smoking, but...
The Vatican has responded to the report of hundreds of Pennsylvania priests abusing children, saying in a statement, and I quote, "There are two words that can express the feelings faced with these horrible crimes, shame and sorrow. The abuses described in the report are criminal and morally reprehensible," said the statement from the Vatican. "Those acts were betrayals of trust that robbed survivors of their dignity and their faith." Why don't we just let priests get married and move on? What's the point? Scott, why are you bashing Catholics? Simmer down. I have been attending Catholic Church rather frequently lately. I also go to my Presbyterian church, but I have been going to Catholic Mass. So this is not anti-Catholic on my part. I'm not anti-Catholic at all. Far from it.
I've been to a couple of Catholic masses. It's kind of like it's like working out. It's a lot of sit, stand, kneel, sit, stand, kneel.
No, but see, Rod, if you're not an actual member of the church, you don't have to kneel. You can just sit in your chair.
Oh, I was told do it like everybody else.
Oh, no.
Sit, stand, kneel, sit, stand, kneel.
No, I told Kelly, I said, I'm not getting on my knees.
Stand up, sit down. There are so many things I want to say right now.
Pope Francis was not quoted in the statement. There was no mention of demands in the United States among some Catholics, blah, blah, blah. Why don't we just let these priests get married and get it over with? Oh, they're married to the church.
I went to Catholic high school, and let me tell you, there were some creepy McCreepersons back in my day.
We're going to do Festivus Friday here in just a moment. Get in early, 576-7798. Festivus Friday.
A Festivus for the rest of us.
Coming your way in just a moment, 576-7798. Your keyword to cash this hour is broad.
Like meaning she's wide, a great meaning looking. Wide, like broad-shouldered, right?
It just says, it says broad.
Look at that broad, like that. That is what that means.
Broad.
I think it means wide.
B-R-O-A-D, broad, is your keyword to cash, 72881. You're in the running for $1,000.
That's one broad.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime.
at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.